This recording, Florida 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who'd been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket and picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she gently tried stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Jackson, Tennessee, 1952, January of 52. I grew up in Atlanta, Georgia. Parents were educated at the University of Alabama. I was educated at the University of Alabama. And I've lived in Louisiana, Florida, North Carolina, and several European countries while I was in the military. I presently love living in Pensacola. I like being able to go to the beach. I have 2 boats and I go fishing. I'm not a great fisher person, but I do enjoy getting out of the water and seeing the dolphins, the baby dolphins, and sometimes catching a few sharks or redfish. I have a riverboat, and I have a lot more experience fishing freshwater than I do brackish or saltwater, and I catch catfish and I trot line. I have a commercial fishing license so I can bait more than 50 hooks, but don't trot line fish very much. The jug fishing I enjoy doing, but they have to be anchored in this state as opposed to free-floating in Alabama. And the river is very, very scenic and very different from the bay. Both have some terrific, breathtaking views, and just being out there, whether you catch any fish or not, is a real privilege and one of the big reasons why I love living here. I enjoy eating seafood, I enjoy the blue skies and the number of days that we have sunshine, and don't much care for the cold weather, so happy to be here.